Today I'm joined by Lily Cassavant, a Youth Resources Program participant. Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So you have identified as being a victim of bullying. Can you describe that situation to me?
Yes. Okay. Whenever I was in middle school, I tried my very hardest to be popular no matter what. And I hung out with people that pretty much put everyone else down to make themselves feel better. And I kind of accepted all the jokes that came towards me because I wanted to be their friends, because I wanted to be popular. So I'm very skinny, and they called me anorexic. They made fun of my pale skin. They called me ghost and vampire. And they would write notes to me. They would constantly tell me this, like every day. And I just went along with it because I wanted to be their friend and I wanted to be popular.
How did it make you feel then?
It made me feel pretty worthless. And I thought, like, oh, I thought they're just joking, and like, I can take it because they're my friends and it's no big deal. But I mean, the more and more they started doing it, I realized they weren't joking and they were just doing it for their personal benefit. So it made me feel pretty bad about myself.
What did you end up doing about it then?
I ended up talking to my parents about it a lot because I never wanted to talk to my friends about it because I didn't want to stand up to them because I was afraid that they would just bully me more or like try to like make me an outcast. So I talked to my parents about it and they told me that I really just needed to ignore it. And that sounds, it sounds so easy to do, yet it is so hard, like ignoring these jabs that people take at you constantly. So, but then I started to do it and I just kind of faked it until I became it. And I didn't let it get to me anymore. And it really, I kind of moved away from that friend group, and it really made me a more confident person overall.
Reflecting back, what do you think labeling that person as a bully did for you?
It really made me change the way that I found my friends, and that I saw myself in a way, because, well, for my friends, I needed to realize my friends needed to accept me no matter what I looked like, no matter what I, in good circumstances, acted like. And that those friends, that wasn't where I was finding it. And seeing and being part of their friend group, the bully's friend group, kind of turned me into, I would label myself as a bully myself in a way. So it, looking inside, you don't see yourself as the bully, you see yourself as the victim. But when you step outside of that box, you do see yourself as a bully.
What do you believe that label did to them when you labeled them as a bully?
I think it made them take a step back and look at the things they've done, because I know for a fact that they've all gone through things where they have felt like they've been bullied, but they just don't, they don't want to accept it. So then whenever somebody finally calls them out and finally tells them, you're being a bully, then it really makes them realize, I just made someone go through exactly what I don't want to go through and what I had to go through.
Why do you think they chose you in particular?
Because they knew I wanted to be their friend at no cost. They knew that I would take it. They knew that they could humiliate me if I didn't, and I'd just go along with it. I was weak.
Has there been a time yourself that you have found to be a bully to others?
Yes, there definitely has. Similar to the friends that I had, whenever they picked on me, it made me feel worse, so I had to find imperfections in other people. And I definitely picked on other people for things that, as stupid as being skinny or being pale. And it really, whenever I took that step back and realized I was the bully, it really made me feel bad about what I did. And it was just heartbreaking to see that I would do the same thing that I absolutely hated other people doing to me.
How did you reach that point of realization that you were being a bully to someone else?
The person actually called me out on it, which was very brave of them, and because I did not do that whenever I was getting bullied, and I really appreciated it after a while, because I finally got this wake-up call that I need to stop, and I need to stop doing to other people exactly what I didn't want to happen to me, and nobody wants it to happen to them. And so it was just – when this person just told me, it was just a really abrupt wake-up call that I needed to stop.
And how did you then resolve the situation?
I eventually ignored, you know, the friends that were not my real friends, and that helped me find new friends that accepted me. And then I went to those people that I did bully, and I did apologize, and it like made me feel like a new person. Like I had a whole new group of friends, like a clean slate, and it was absolutely incredible because I had these friends that supported me, and I didn't feel like a bully anymore.
While bullying, how did you feel as compared to afterwards?
While bullying, I felt like I had this power, and everyone else around me was vulnerable, and I could just do anything I want. But then afterwards, I just felt awful, and I had this like empty feeling in my stomach, and it just made me feel so guilty.
Have you ever witnessed bullying, and did you do anything about it?
I've definitely witnessed bullying, especially on social media. It's so hard to tell when somebody is joking and when they're not on social media, because it's obvious you're not face to face with this person. But I can just tell whenever somebody, it's not a joke anymore. And I've definitely called out multiple people in real life and on social media. And it made me feel really good because I know that a lot of bullying goes on because the bystanders don't say anything. So it made me feel really good that I had a voice and I could help this person.
How did you step up then on social media and stand up for the victim?
Well, I just kind of, I called them out like publicly on for example, Twitter. Like I would directly mention that person, tell them it was wrong, or perhaps an account, because there have been accounts that have been made that are just for bullying people. And even though they say it's joking, it's not a joke. But I directly call them out, or if it's like the beginning stages of bullying, I like talk to them in person, or I don't do it directly like on my Twitter directly towards them. But if there's something wrong, I will definitely call them out, and I'm not afraid to have all like everyone see it, because I'm just doing the right thing.
Speaking of these websites or pages that are made specifically for bullying, how many of these pages have you seen?
I've seen probably 3 within like the last year and a half, which it is really heartbreaking because the people that make them obviously have nothing more positive to do with their time, and it's really sad because they think it's funny, and then like the people that are getting bullied, like everyone's telling them, oh, it's just a joke, don't worry about it, but it's not a joke, and it's especially not a joke to them.
And how long does it usually take before you notice that these sites maybe get shut down or get noticed, where the red flag goes up?
When one person says something about it, it's just that one person, it leads everyone else to start attacking the website. They report the website, or they report it to a principal who then can get to the authorities and shut it down, which has happened before, I know. But it just takes that one person that just calls them out, and then everybody else joins in and shuts it down.
As a youth, why do you believe people your age bully one another?
Definitely to feel better about themselves and feel like they have some authority, and it's just really just a matter of power and insecurities, because everyone has insecurities, and since everyone has insecurities, everyone else knows that everybody else has them, so they always have to find them and poke fun at them.
And what are the most common forms of bullying you see happening today?
I would say definitely body shaming, and not necessarily physical, but body shaming and like making fun of people's appearances, and that's especially on social media too. but making fun of people's body types or also racial bullying has become very big because I see there are like jokes on social media again. That's where a lot of it is happening, but it's so many times I've said this, but it's not a joke, and people take it to the far extremes in what they say, and everyone has a right to their opinion, but it shouldn't be at the expense of someone else's feelings.
About how much time do you yourself spend on social media?
I spend quite a significant amount of time on social media. I'd say probably 2-3 hours a day. And I just kind of catch up on see what everybody else is doing just once in a while.
Is there one particular platform of social media that you tend to go to more often than the others?
Definitely Twitter, because people post a lot more frequently to that than, like, say, Instagram or anything else like that, because it's just a really simple, really quick thing you can do, and it's just easy.
Now, those bullying profiles, did you find those on Twitter, or were they on Facebook or somewhere else?
They were on Twitter, because, it's just really easy to do that, again, with just the little simple text boxes and pictures. I actually don't have a Facebook, but so I'm not really familiar if, like, there have been pages set up on that either. But there's also an app that is an anonymous app where people can post stuff about other people anonymously, which has also led to problems because people couldn't say whatever they want and nobody will ever find out who it is.
While on social media, how much cyberbullying have you seen or experienced?
I've seen a lot, and it's like probably daily I see probably 2 to 3 tweets about it, because people tweet things, but they don't send it directly to the person. They like it's like a subtweet where they don't say the person's name, but they definitely describe them, and it's like an indirect statement that is bullying as well.
How do you think this could all decrease?
Definitely, I think that these people, like how I ended my bullying, was just an abrupt wake-up call to everybody. Like, I think that assemblies would be a really good idea, especially regarding social media. I don't think that we have enough of those at all. Showing the emotional effects that it can have on a person, like maybe like following a person around one day and after witnessing like cyberbullying attacks towards them, see what kind of effect it has on them. And definitely just being called out by one person, because one person really can make a change, because whenever they lead, other people follow.
What would be something you wish society did to help end bullying?
Definitely, especially with body shaming, to stop advertising this ideal perfect human, because we're not perfect humans. Nobody's perfect, and we all have different preferences, obviously, but one body type is not better than the other, and one skin color is not better than the other, and it's hard to explain, but it's just society is so focused on like what's in like the fashion and the beauty and like all the makeup and like these like Photoshop and all this unrealistic expectations that we have for people, and I think that once they stop with that and they use like more like normal people and like accurate representations of what humans are supposed to look like, then it will definitely release some of the pressures that are placed on people today.
With being a participant of Youth Resources, are there programs that you would say have helped address bullying?
Yeah, definitely Teen Power. I've been to Teen Power for the past 4 years, and that has been the place where people tell their stories, no matter what they are, and everyone is definitely, like, comforting towards everybody else, and it's so open. You can just share with everyone, and it's really life changing because you have these people that are willing to sit there and listen to you and comfort you and help you with this bullying problem. And if you didn't have someone like that before, it's really impactful.
Are there any, or actually talking about teen power, what exactly in teen power, what is there an activity you did that specifically addressed bullying, and what was that program?
The activity during the Teen Power camp was the, I can't remember the name. Teen Panel. And that's where the youth staff, who I was on youth staff last year, actually, but for the first 2 years that I went to the high school camp, they all go up and they talk about bullying experiences or drug and alcohol experiences that have happened to them. And it really makes, and you've watched these people, these youth staffers who are so energetic and they're so happy about everything and they're such leaders, and you really admire them over the week. And then whenever you get to that, you realize that these people have gone through the same thing that you have, but you see how strong they are and you see how strong you can be and the potential you have.
Are there any programs that you wish existed to address bullying at youth resources and or in the community itself?
I definitely wish there were more types of youth resources like programs in schools. And I know that there are multiple teen power programs at schools, but I feel like bullying gets overlooked a lot. Well, not necessarily overlooked, but drug and alcohol prevention is a really big thing, and I think that bullying should be equally as important, and it definitely is at Teen Power, but especially at schools, because just especially at schools.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I think one thing that's really important is just, again, the one person can make a change when people when people see that one person has spoken out against someone, other people follow. And then when one person shares their story, other people share. And it's just, it makes a really big impact, even if it's just one person.
That was Lily Cassavant, a participant of Youth Resources. Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.